Kamala Harris, Tim Walz push AR-15 ban in first joint campaign appearance. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 6, 2024. During their first joint campaign appearance in Philadelphia, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz pushed a ban on AR-15s and other firearms that Democrats refer to as assault weapons. The duo was together in Philadelphia, where Harris said, "I am officially the Democrat nominee for President of the United States." Moments later in her speech, Harris described Walz as a gun owner who believes we need reasonable gun safety laws in America. Walz stood behind Harris clapping as she made her comments, and the crowd applauded as well. Harris described how Walz had instituted gun control as governor of Minnesota and said, "And together, when we win in November, we are finally going to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban." Earlier Tuesday, Breitbart News pointed out that Walz wanted the three central gun controls that Joe Biden and Harris have spent years pushing in Washington, D.C. They are the three gun controls Harris outlined tonight in Philadelphia: universal background checks, red flag laws, and a ban on AR-15s and other firearms that Democrats label assault weapons. Data from the National Shooting Sports Foundation indicates there are over 28 million R and AK-style rifles in circulation. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.